Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
If you could suddenly get up to 5% better diesel fuel mileage, wouldn't that be 100% better for your business? Only Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Highway Diesel has 7 top quality additives for better fuel efficiency and performance than ordinary diesel. So switch to Cenex Roadmaster XL today. Because when it comes to maximizing your mileage and your profits, we're with you. Save even more with the Cenex Voyager Fleet Card at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS. When you take better care of your farm equipment, you can be more efficient and have less downtime. Cenex Superlube TMS is the leading heavy-duty diesel engine oil to keep all your farm equipment running in top shape, which means you'll have less downtime and more dillin' time. And daisy time. And dusty time. Ask for Superlube TMS in the Total Protection Plan today, because quality oil leads to quality time. Find Superlube products at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
The East and the West came together in Rochester, Minnesota last night for the Pro Farmer Crop Tour. And bottom line, last night, still mighty good corn crop, really a good soybean crop. The soybean crop could eventually be a record crop. It's still a little early in its development process, and the rains that they've gotten across portions of the Midwest, obviously helpful, especially for soybeans. But for corn, it's a mighty good crop, but maybe not a record crop, as USDA has been suggesting. On the western side of the tour this year, Chip Flory led the efforts.
I'd heard stories, farmers had been warning me, it's not as good as what USDA says. And you hear that and you think, okay, well, I'm going to reserve judgment until I get out there and take a look at it myself. We went out and pulled a bunch of samples out of Nebraska, and it's not as good as what it was last year. I honestly believe that. And the crop is far enough along in Nebraska that it's not going to gain a lot from this point forward.
Nebraska, typical of some of the other states that they went through, Illinois, Iowa, and according to Chris Clayton, who was on the tour from DTN, he said the crop tour seeing the Iowa corn yield at 188.17 bushels per acre. That's 9 bushels below USDA's estimate for the August crop report. The tour usually is heavy on Iowa compared to USDA. This year, very much lighter. Bottom line, USDA may have to dial back a little bit on the size of the corn crop in the September report, October reports that are ahead of us. 15 billion bushels, that may be a little big for the crop that's actually out in the field waiting to be harvested across the Midwest. USDA forecasting bigger agricultural exports. Rob Johansson is the chief economist for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He says for 2017, things looking better for feed grains and for oilseeds.
If we look at fiscal 2016 estimates for grain and feeds, that's up by $1.7 billion relative to what we thought it was going to be. Next year, pretty even, not really changing too much on fiscal 2017. But we are seeing a bump in oilseed exports this year, up higher by about $2.2 billion. And then again, next year, we're expecting to see that rise again to another $2.7 billion. So a lot of soybean product going out the door.
Chief Economist of USDA, Rob Johansson. From the calendar, it's the 2016 Oklahoma Cattlemen Association Range Roundup going on this evening and tomorrow night at the Lazy E in Guthrie. Some tickets still available. You've got farm news. I'm Ron.
Did you know consumers are learning more about the nutritional benefits that are packed into 3 ounces of lean beef? In 15 years, Your Beef Checkoff has funded research that has more than quadrupled the number of lean beef cuts to nearly 40. Research supported by the Checkoff shows that in each serving of beef, consumers get protein for muscles, B vitamins for brain function, iron for blood, zinc for their immune system, and 5 other key nutrients. Learn more at MyBeefCheckoff.com. Then spread the good news about your Checkoff investments, paid for by Your Beef Checkoff.
And that's a check of our agricultural news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.